Part 2. You will hear a hotel manager talking to some new staff. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning, all of you. I do apologize for being a little late starting our meeting. One of our guests has been taken ill. Susie, who's our assistant manager, has driven him to the hospital, but she was in the middle of compiling our weekly report for head office, which is urgent, and I had to finish writing it for her. Now, this is the first day of work at the Ocean Edge Hotel for all of you. Let me say something that might surprise you. You've all got a qualification in hospitality, and some of you have got very high grades. But to me, what counts most is that you enjoy the contact with guests and really want to make a career in the hospitality industry. You'll be getting some very valuable experience here, so make the most of it. A few words about the history of the Ocean Edge Hotel. There have been buildings on this site for about 250 years. We know that in the 18th century there was a bakery here, when the town was very new. The building was destroyed by fire in the early 19th century, and houses were constructed on the site. These, in their turn, were demolished in the middle of the 20th century and replaced by the hotel. I think it's fair to say that this is a popular place to work. We're always getting job applications from local people, even when we haven't any vacancies. And whereas in many hotels, staff tend to stay for a year or even less, here, 5 is pretty standard. And in fact, several of our staff have been here for 10 years or more. You're the first people we've appointed in the last 3 years. And we only needed to do that because we're currently constructing 25 new bedrooms. Depending on their location, hotels usually have mostly business guests or mostly tourists. We attract a large number of tourists who come to spend a few days beside the ocean. We also have quite a lot of people who are here on business and perhaps stay for one or two nights. What we've noticed recently, though, is that we're getting more and more regulars, people staying here for 4 nights every week because they have jobs in this locality but live somewhere else in the country, so they go home for the weekend.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now let me give you an idea of the layout of the hotel. All the bedrooms are along walkways in the gardens, and the main building, which we're in now, has most of the other rooms that guests use. Obviously, when they arrive, the first place they find themselves in is the reception area, where we're sitting. The desk is over on the right of the entrance, and the office is immediately behind it. There's a connecting door from the desk itself and another entrance from the corridor. A lot of local residents hire the function room for parties and other events. This is right at the front of the hotel, on the left of the reception area opposite the desk. This room is booked several evenings a week, and most weekends. It's a major source of income. Companies are very important customers for us, and a large number of local firms hold conferences here. To reach the main conference room, you go past the fountain as far as you can, and the doors directly in front of you. The meeting room is often hired by companies and other local organizations for small gatherings. For this room, you turn into the corridor at the side of the reception desk, and you'll see the room facing you at the end of the corridor. Our restaurant is open to the public, as well as to hotel residents, and I'm pleased to say it has a very good reputation locally. You turn left, just before the fountain, as though you're heading for the guests' rooms, and it's the large room on your right. Next, I should mention that there is...
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.